T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Depressing is the operative word for the next couple of hours. It is From the Kitchen. A good evening to you and IUP at 11:28 on this Monday night on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Unit production manager, Key Grip, best boy, choreographer, makeup man. He's on the other side of the kitchen, Paulie Rosenberg at 345 Hudson. And, of course, it's the one, 877-337-6666. We'll take you right up until JJ After Dark at 1, right here on your fan, New York City. So, how is your Monday? Depressing is how your Monday afternoon was. Depressing is how your Monday evening is. You might be wondering how I'm feeling. I'm depressed. If you were watching and listening to the Yankees tonight, depressing. If you're a Metropolitan fan and you were watching and listening to the game this afternoon, depressing. Nobody. You know anyone who wants to be depressed? I don't. You don't want to start the week depressed. But if you saw from this afternoon, you're depressed. If you saw from tonight, you're depressed. Depressing. 5 1/3 of no hits, and then they got a couple of infield hits and Lau robbing with one. I mean, he took a hit away with, I think, from Gardner, and then a couple of infield hits, but still nothing. My best opportunity when they were trailing until very late or too late for the Yankees tonight was, of course, with the second and third and two men out for the masked man, and he struck out. And he needed a hit right there, would have been 5-3, and then maybe, who knows already, it's all hypothetical, conjecture, speculating and guessing that the home runs later on might have won the game, but you cannot go 5 1/3, although Glasnow, very, very good, and what else is new? Certainly not the Yankees beating Tampa Bay. So, bottom line is, depressing. And then, and here's the interesting thing. Sweeney was giving a couple of moments ago about how Cole has given up the 12 homers in 46 innings. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, in a 162-game season, going on the 212 innings from Cole a year ago, Cole would be on a pace to have allowed 56 home runs. And the last person to do that, Burt Blindleven in 1980, allowing 50 or more home runs. But no hits until the sixth inning and a couple of infield. I mean, it was depressing watching this. And then, of course, by the way, how about the kid making his major league debut, working the three final scoreless innings of the game? Miguel Yajuri, if I'm pronouncing his last name right. Did you happen to notice what number he was wearing? I want you to guess who was the last Major League Baseball player to wear the number 89. And the answer is nobody. He is the first major leaguer since Abner Doubleday put down the bases and came away with the baseball to wear number 89. Now, if you were watching the Yankees today, okay, I know how you feel right now. You don't have to call and express it because I know you are depressed. And if you're a Metropolitan fan, you know the season is over, don't you? And we'll get to the fancy pickups they made today. Whoa, look out. I bet you can't wait to hear who they obtained. Three players, and one really ought to be suitable as a player manager or player bench coach to help out Rojas. Rojas didn't want to go. This was great over the weekend. Rojas didn't want to go to Smith because he didn't trust him in the spot. He put Hughes in. He put Hughes into the game, of course, over the weekend for the third game in a row, and Hughes looked it. And then the next game, of course, in the second game, here comes Smith, and now we know why he didn't use him in the first game, because he gave up the grand slam to Gary Sanchez. Only Gary Sanchez can hit a grand slam and provide the winning runs in that 5-2 Sunday nightcap and still be heard on this radio station to be heavily criticized for now hitting under 130. Wins the game with a grand slam. We don't care. You have been terrible offensively and defensively the entire season. If you saw the Mets today, and I did, I watched, of course, the Mets, and they weren't on at the same time, making it easier to fall asleep during some of these games already from earlier today and tonight. But I saw both games, and I think it's fair to say, speaking for both the Metropolitan fan and the Yankee fan tonight, depressing. That's the word. That is the operative word, depressing. Then you don't want to start Monday being depressed. But how can you not be? If you notice today with the former Cy Grom, because, well, he did allow four runs today. He went through a two hitter for six innings, and then everything fell apart. The polar bear making the error didn't help. In fact, it hurt a lot. DeGrom gave up four runs, but three of them were unearned. And because he gave up four runs, but three of them unearned, he lowered his ERA from 180 to 176. Now, this is something I got from Marty Rivera and the tweet. DeGrom this afternoon, and this is something that you will never forget. But if you do remember this for more than, say, 5 minutes, you might have an issue with being depressed, being a Metropolitan fan. DeGrom, he induced 31 swings and misses this afternoon, and the last to do that and lose Pedro Martinez in 2000, inducing 37 swings and misses and losing a game 1-0 to Steve Traxel. And how about Rosario today? Do you notice? See, this is a strange and odd and depressing year. So if you're a Metropolitan fan, today would be a good day to be depressed, especially if you saw this afternoon's depression is the operative word. And then you're a Yankee fan, you're losing again to Tampa Bay, and you don't want to hear what else is new, not beating them. That is not new. It's depressing. If you're a Yankee fan, I'm sorry. You're depressed. And I'm speaking for you as I'm speaking. I can hardly speak for myself half the time, but I know I'm not off base here. No way, Jose. You're a Yankee fan, you're depressed. You're a Metropolitan fan, you're depressed. And Rosario today did something that I'm sure he is just as upset with himself as can be. He drew a walk. Can you believe that? When have you ever heard that this year? You haven't. It was his first base on balls in his 101st plate appearance. He has 25 strikeouts, but one walk. How could that happen? You have to be one depressing pitcher in a day of depressing where you walk Rosario, who refuses. He thinks he's going to get arrested. He thinks he's going to get cut. He thinks he's going to be designated for assignment if he draws a walk. He found out and said after the game, I was depressed until I found out I wasn't going to be sent to the taxi squad by drawing the walk. You know I'm making that up. And I would only make that up because this day, Monday, is depressing. Now, the baseball trading deadline, it came and went. 4 p.m., as you know, was the deadline today. And the Yankees, I'll say this, the Yankees got to be hoping that Garcia, who was absolutely terrific for the six innings he pitched over the weekend, he can do what San Diego has done, finding a starter, as you know, with Clevinger, and a reliever in Rosenthal. You want to hear something about San Diego if you think they're going for it. In less than 48 hours, 8 new players coming to Southern California and 14 going. In less than 48 hours, the Padres pull off a number of transactions involving 22 players. Now, let me ask you, before we get into what the Metropolitans did, and what they did, as you know, they went to the recycle bin for two and the zeros for one. And let me ask you right now, would you rather see Jimenez at third or the Todd father? Oh, I'm so beside myself. He's coming back. Isn't that something? You know, we can't bring back enough Brody clients, can we? You got to bring Familia back and got to bring the Todd father back. And they're excited in Tom's River. I don't know where else along the Jersey Shore. I don't even know where else in the city of New York where they might be excited anywhere outside where family of the Todd father happens to live. In Tom's River. So they got, and I would love to have him. He's a rah-rah guy, and he's with the smiles and with everything. He is just one happy fella, isn't he? And, of course, maybe he can be a bench coach and a player, and a bench coach first and help out Rojas. That wouldn't be necessarily a bad thing, but nonetheless, the Trout father is coming back. They also picked up, look out, I hope you're sitting down for this, especially if you're driving, Robinson Chinaros. They picked him up from Texas as another catching backup, because you know you can never have enough catching backups. More interesting is a 25-year-old reliever from the Zeros, and let's hope he doesn't take innings away from Smith or from Hughes. That would be just awful, wouldn't it? Miguel Castro, in 183 games, had a 4.06 ERA, lower than anybody else you know of on the New York Metropolitans. He might be the answer to close, but no. The Metropolitans plan to stay with Diaz, and I ask you, why not? Diaz has got, how many times have you heard from Todd Zeal and Gary Apple after the game, even Rojas after the game with the postgame? He's got great stuff. And you know who finds it to be great? Any batter he faces. In a depressing season for the New York Metropolitans. It's not as depressing for the Yankees, but it was depressing. Because beating the Metropolitans the last three games from the Subway Series is not necessarily an indication of beating an elite team and getting to and winning the World Series. And the Metropolitan sees it. Raise your hand if you think, yes, they may get into the postseason, but raise your hand. How far do you think they're going to go? Past the second wild card? I don't see a single hand raised. More interesting, as I say, is the 25. First of all, this is a good thing. He's under 30, this reliever from the Baltimore. Let's hope he doesn't take innings away from, as I mentioned, Smith or Hughes, because I won't stand for that. We need to see more Familia, more Hughes, more Smith. We need to see them because they are automatic outs, aren't they? And nonetheless, so here comes this kid from Baltimore. And he basically, I got it. Miguel Castro, I was looking for his numbers. I knew I had them somewhere. Miguel Castro in 183 games had a 4.06 ERA. All right, I got you that. In 15 and two-thirds innings, two walks, 24 Ks. Make him the closer now. But you know what? The Metsies aren't going to do that because they're committed, they're loyal to Edwin Diaz. And don't you love the fact that the Metropolitans are so loyal? By the way, Castro is a free agent after 22 and the other two with buyouts after this year. And no doubt Stevie Cohen can't afford to do that. He can buy out you and me and these two players as well. And that's the best news from Friday night to right now. And, of course, that Steve Cohen is about to become, unless that trap door opens and he once again falls back into it, and with another late-inning proposal from the Wilpons said, okay, we're ready to sell to you for a little over $2 billion. I think it's $2.4. The original offer that everything fell down and out was 2.6, but this is 2.4. So the Wilpons are losing some money. The good news is that Friday night was to die for, with the Mets taking two from the Bronx Bombers and then hearing the news about Steve Cohen. It was like July 4th, the Mardi Gras, Carnival, 4th of July, as I say, Memorial Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. It was all the holidays you can think of and then some for the Metropolitan fan on Friday. But typically so. What happened after that? We had to have Saturday. Depressing. And then we had to have Sunday. Depressing. And wait, don't go away. Then we had to have Monday, also depressing. By the way, we could talk about the San Diego Padres getting Clevenger and Rosenthal. They got them earlier than today, but still they bolstered with eight new players coming in and with Fernando Tatis Jr., and they had a big lead tonight. I think that game may soon be over if it isn't right now. And so San Diego winning again. They want to catch the Dodgers, who traded away Stripling. And with everybody on the IL, I was going to say deal, with everybody on the IL or being ineffective, they needed pitching. So what do? They get rid of Stripling. The best move at the trading deadline was made by the Giants. That's the New York Football Giants. And now they have a professional secondary. You know about Bradbury. And then today, signing Logan Ryan, who caught Tom Brady's final pass with the Patriots when he was with Tennessee, didn't he? Yes, he did. And that's where Ryan has been. Last 3 years, he was a Titan. And before that, as you know, 4 years with the Patriots. So anyway, we'll get into the weekend that was for the Metropolitans, the weekend that was for the New York Yankees. But as we sit here on this Monday evening, and we're here until JJ after dark at 1, and I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, he's always upbeat. He's always with energy. JJ, he is the same on the air, off the air. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I can speak for him, I'm sure, and I haven't seen him or talked with him at all today. I'm going to say one thing about JJ after watching tonight's game. He's depressed. 1-877-337-6666. Number to call on your van, New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.